Hello, my name is Brian Valencia. I'm 17 years old. Today's October 13th, 2019, and I am speaking with Rene Valencia, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Santa Clara, California. So, what do you think of the term unknown American?
Well, to me, it means that not being part of the United States.
Would you or do you consider yourself as an unknown American, or do you not?
Yes, because I was not part of the American culture. But now that I became an American citizen, I have now I know what being an American is.
Why did you come to the United States instead of another country, say, like any European countries like Germany, since Germany is like a pretty nice country there, or England, and or any other country instead of the United States?
Well, going to a European country, you know, not having the money to travel, my father, you know, being a teacher, working as a teacher and a photographer, it was very hard to have the ends meet. So, and having my mom and my sister living in the United States already, so my father, with a lot of sacrifice, big sacrifice, he brought my brothers and I to this country, to the United States, and because of the Civil War that we were having in the 80s. And that's when my dad brought me to the United States in early 1980s.
Would you say that you have any good particularly memories of home or bad ones?
I have both. The good memories are, you know, I remember getting together with the family and friends, going to visit places that here it will be, you know, big distances. Over there, since the country is very small, going from one place to another, it will not take hours like here in the U.S. So I remember getting together and with my friends and go to different places, going to visit families from one city to another. So, yeah, it was good memories. The bad memories are, you know, because of the situation back then, it was hard to enjoy. Sometimes it was hard to enjoy because we had a martial law which preventing us to stay late and, you know, not to be outside very late. Because of the danger of being shot. The bullets will be flying late at night. So we will have, as soon as we hear gunshot, we have to come inside the house or places where we can protect us.
Have you like ever encountered some, like what you said, those kind of bad situations, like hearing gunshots, or has that never happened?
It did happen, and
tell me how it happened.
Like when I was going to school, every time in the mornings you can hear. There was no particular time where the gunshots will happen. So I remember, like at lunchtime when we get out of school at lunchtime, and I was going home. There was a rally. The university students were having a rally. And I remember very well, they were shooting in the air, but, you know, to us, you know, they were shooting, after I saw that they were shooting in the air, but I went and took cover under a vehicle, and I saw the government forces grabbing people and putting them in against the wall, like if it was a shooting squad. So that was the bad thing, bad memories. It mostly happened around lunchtime when I can hear gunshots. And sometimes I used to have a bicycle and I will go like a daring, you know, to see what was going on. So I went on my bicycle and see what was happening, making my dad very upset, very angry, because I could have been as well shot and killed.
So explain a little bit more of like a good memory, like going like out to see like a volcano or a river or some sort of stuff like that.
Well, yeah, we used to, we have several volcanoes in El Salvador, and they are majestic. They are a wonderful creation of God where you can go and see. I actually wanted to climb one of the volcanoes. You can climb, but it takes time. It takes a lot of hours climbing up. Going back down is so easy. Because you're sliding down, and you have to use very old clothes, and shoes will be worn out by the end of the trip, will be worn out. And like going to the ocean, it was beautiful. My dad used to take us, and sometimes we spend the night at the beach and come back the next day. But at night, we will go looking for crab and walking, looking at the stars, and it was beautiful. It's times that you cannot bring back. Those memories are stuck and forever to be in our brains.
Okay, and would you say you have any interesting stories or funny ones of your home country?
Well, yeah. We were young, and we love playing soccer. All the Latin countries, Hispanics, we love to play soccer. So after school, we played on the street, and we didn't change the school uniform. We had a uniform. All the schools in the El Salvador, we wear uniforms, even if they were private schools. We use uniforms. We wore uniforms. And so after we came home, we didn't go inside the house and change. We just put our books, and we didn't have computers back then. So it was just the books. We will just put them aside inside the house, and we go outside and play, making our clothes dirty. Or sometimes we rip, make holes. And so I remember my dad used to scold us. And one time he grabbed the soccer ball that we were playing. Actually, it was a basketball that we were playing with. And he got so upset because we were kicking the ball and hit the people's homes. So because of the dirt on the ball, we make the like a stamp on the walls. So my dad grabbed the ball and he kicked it up in the air, and I believe it landed in someone's house and broke maybe the tile. The homes over there are tile, you know, the roofs. And so we never saw the ball again. We were upset and sad at the same time that we were not going to have a soccer ball, but we managed. We made soccer balls from clothes, or we would kick a can and make it, you know, believe that it was a soccer ball. Or some kids will get money to purchase a new ball.
Did you regret doing that since your father? Okay, let's just move on to the next question. So, what did you expect from the U.S.?
Since coming to the U.S., we will get a better future, a better life, and you know, something that back then we will never get. We don't know what kind of life was the future was preparing for us, being on the situation that we were growing up.
What kind of What would you want in a better life that you didn't have in El Salvador?
Well, to the freedom to get out of the house, to do things, whatever you wanted to do, without the fear of being shot or killed. There is a lot of freedom here in the United States. As long as you don't get in trouble with the law, you are free to do and to go wherever you want.
Did the U.S. meet those expectations, or was it different from what you expected or wanted?
Yes, it was so nice that we were able to go out and enjoy everything as a young adult. The expectations were met, you know. It's something that we didn't actually expect. You know, back then it was just the struggle to live, but here in the United States, all those things we like put them aside, and you know, coming here it was a lot of you know, something different.
All right, and what do you think of the American culture? What differences do you see from your country and the U.S.?
The American culture is really very different. We respect all adults all the time. It is far seen in the United States. You know, that's the big difference for us, because we grew up respecting the adults. So, you know, that was a big difference for, I guess, not only for me, but other people that come to the U.S., you know, having this, the American culture.
Wait, but what do you mean? Because I feel like Americans respect adults and parents too. Like, we respect our teachers most of the time.
Like you said, most of the time. But
over there, like all the time.
Yeah, but over there, you know, in El Salvador in particular, the students will never talk back to the teachers. We will not, you know, once the teacher said to be quiet, we respect and we stopped. But I believe here in the U.S. is so much different. And this is something that I have seen in movies, and I don't think that's like fake. You know, I believe that's happening here in the schools, where students disrespect teachers, especially.
Once you first saw like a kid disrespect their parents in front of like a public place, or like for sale, like that kind of stuff, or like kids disrespecting like teachers and stuff, what did you feel about that?
I don't like it, because I would put myself, we didn't talk back or fight with adults or parents. We listened to advice from adults, because we knew that they were preparing us for the future. The same job that the teachers were doing, which is greatly appreciated. You know, when you get to be an adult, you go look back, and then you see what your parents and the teachers have done to prepare us. And we are very grateful. I am very grateful to them.
Explain. Was there anything that seemed strange, confusing, funny, or hard to get used to about Americans?
Yeah, first of all, it was the language barrier. In other countries, they teach you the language. They teach you the English language. But as a young person, when I was going to school, a lot of people, they don't give any interest in learning, because we never think that we're coming to this country. So we don't, you know, we used to skip classes. I remember that. We used to skip classes and go, you know, play soccer or do other things inside the campus. And it's something that they teach us, but it's not the same. The pronunciation is so totally different. The teachers they came to the United States to study, but the pronunciation is so different from the pronunciation that we have here in the United States. It's a little bit different. And so that was confusing for us in the beginning. But like for me, I started going to school, and 3 months of school I learned, and then I started working. And at the time, that's what I guess was my better school for me, to go to work and practice the language with other people from different countries, since we have to communicate in English. So that's one of the things that helped me to learn the language.
Okay, so thank you for your time, and this is going to be it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.